Hi, this is Dan Smith of DPS Legal Counsel, and welcome to today's podcast of 21st Century Oil, which is a discussion on intellectual property and its relation to entrepreneurship. So, today I want to talk about the TTAB, which stands for the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board, which is an office within the USPTO, which is the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Now, why am I using all these acronyms? TTAB, USPTO. Why am I doing that? Well, the reason is because I want to talk today about acronyms in the context of trademark applications. There was a recent case heard by the TTAB, which again is the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board, after an applicant had filed a trademark application for the trademark BGG Navigator. Now, the acronym in that trademark was and is, of course, BGG. These are all in capital letters. BGG was stated by the applicant to be, to mean or signify or be a term of art for blood group genotyping in the relevant trade or industry. Or as used in connection with the goods, services, collective membership organization listed in the application. Going back to the applicant, it was a company called Grifols Worldwide Operations Limited, and it was seeking registration on the principal register of the standard character mark or the word mark BGG Navigator for the services of medical testing services for diagnostic or treatment purposes, genetic testing for medical purposes. This is in International Class 44. After filing that trademark application, the applicant received an office action from the examining attorney in the USPTO saying that BGG in the mark BGG Navigator was merely descriptive because it was merely descriptive of a characteristic of the applicant's medical and genetic testing services because, of course, the applicant had indicated that it meant or signified blood group genotyping. And since the examining attorney found that that was merely descriptive, that merely descriptive portion of the trademark had to be disclaimed by the applicant in order for the trademark to proceed to registration. Well, because BGG and BGG Navigator was so fundamental to the trademark that had been filed for registration, the applicant asked the examining attorney to reconsider the office action, reconsider the request for a disclaimer, which was done, and the examining attorney, after the request for reconsideration, was not persuaded and refused or denied the request for reconsideration. And because of that, the applicant filed an appeal with the TTAB, or the Trademark Trial and Appeal Board, which hears appeals from office actions in the USPTO. It also hears opposition and cancellation proceedings. But in this case, they were hearing an appeal by the applicant because of the office action that they had received a request to disclaim BGG and their trademark. Now, briefs were filed and the TTAB proceeded to hear the case. What this all boiled down to was whether or not BGG was a merely descriptive term in the trademark. Because absent a showing of acquired distinctiveness in that kind, if it is merely descriptive, absent a showing of acquired distinctiveness in that portion of the trademark, a descriptive term such as that would be unregisterable under the Trademark Act and therefore would have to be disclaimed if the mark was going to proceed to registration. Not only had the applicant indicated that BGG was a term of art for blood group genotyping, the TTAB in its decision pointed out some articles that had been located, that referred to the acronym BGG in the industry that this company was in, that indicated that it did relate to blood group genotyping, and so it basically supported what the applicant had said, that that's what it meant, but that didn't really help the case for the applicant, because that meant that these letters stood for blood group genotyping, which made this a merely descriptive portion of the trademark, because it was described a characteristic of the trademark. Now, the applicant on appeal to the TTAB said that there were other words that had the same acronym BGG, and they pointed out bovine gamma globulin biomass classification group. But that the fact that these other articles in the industry pointed to BGG standing for blood group genotype, as well as the applicant having indicated that that was a term of art in their industry for that phrase, was just too much to overcome, and therefore the TTAB upheld the examiner's request or requirement that the applicant disclaim BGG as part of their trademark. Now, with respect to an acronym, letters, in this case BGG, or other trademark application that might have just letters in them as an acronym as part of the trademark, it's important, this case points out that it's important that those letters not be commonly understood, substantially synonymous, I think is the way the board put it, with a particular phrase that makes it merely descriptive. In this case, it was BGG was, they found, was substantially synonymous with blood group genotyping. They pointed to an earlier case with respect to NKJV, which they said had found in an earlier case stood for New King James Version, and therefore could not also be trademarked in that case because it was substantially synonymous, that acronym, with New King James Version. And so all that goes to show that two things. One is that you have to not only when you get ready to file a trademark application, do a very comprehensive search to make sure that you don't have a mark that is confusingly similar with another mark, either an existing mark that's registered or a pending trademark application. Make sure it's not confusingly similar. And also you have to make sure that your mark is not merely descriptive or doesn't have a fundamental part of it that is merely descriptive, including even an acronym, just letters. Anyway, I hope that helps. I hope it kind of throws some light on the whole issue of what is merely descriptive and how you have to avoid that in your trademark applications, and what you can do also if you disagree with a decision of the examining attorney. You can, of course, take it to the TTAB, and in some cases, you may be successful. You can also, before you even get to that point, ask for reconsideration with the examining attorney. You probably should. I've had that happen before, where an examining attorney had made a preliminary decision that the mark was confusingly similar with an existing mark, and I was able to overcome that initial determination by putting forth arguments and some legal analysis as to the issue, which basically had the examiner change his mind. And so that's probably always the best first step before you file an appeal with the TTAB. All right, I hope that all helps. If you have any questions, please let me know. If you have matters, trademark, copyright, any kind of intellectual property issue you might want to have hear discussed on the podcast, please reach out, and I'll sure take that into consideration. I want to make sure that what I talk about here is helpful to businesses and to entrepreneurs. And so until next time, we will see you on 21st Century Oil.